do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
.120 Thursday Music Club. On we go. That brings Samantha Fisher into the room from Play It Forward, an organization that is now resplendent with bumper stickers. So let me begin there. Congratulations. You are now...
It's official.
It's official. Abs validation. Your organization has bumper stickers.
Listen, that's my friend Brian Munch from Back Road Printing, and he sent a nice little care package, and it had 7 bumper stickers. It's the first time Play It Forward's ever had a bumper sticker. I'm excited.
7, though.
7 of them.
That's all.
Not 6, not 8.
7.
No more?
A baker's half dozen.
Any more coming down the pike?
I don't know. Somebody would like to print some and send them to us. That'd be great.
Well, sure. Spend the money on the instruments for the kids. That's the point. That's what you do, putting instruments in the hands of kids that wouldn't otherwise have a chance to be exposed to music. And sadly, music programs are the first things to go at a lot of schools through no fault of theirs. They got to make cuts. It's got to come from somewhere. And sadly, that is where they turn. And that's why they turn to Samantha and Play Forward. So let's talk about what's going on with them before we turn people on to some local sounds.
Well, I can tell you that we have a call out right now. We need a baritone and we need 2 violas. Am I saying viola right? Viola,
not a,
viola?
Not a
I'm not trying to say the flower.
You don't want to sing.
It's not a violin. Baritone.
It's a viola.
Viola. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for right now. We have 2 of them. We have a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old little girls, single mom. And they want to start the music program this upcoming year. And if we could help out with that, that would be great.
A viola and a baritone. Baritone sax, not a baritone. You don't want a singer showing up at the house.
Hello, I can sing. I heard your message.
Yep. 2 violas and a baritone sax is what's top on the list right now. So, of course, we were on Show Me 5 yesterday. Did you catch that?
I didn't.
It was really good.
Is there any point in even asking what you know I'm about to ask you?
See, you didn't watch the show because I actually waved, hi, John Carney. I think they edited it, but I did say it.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Did mention it.
That's all right. No problem.
I think you were on the air. I think that's on when you're on the air.
Yeah, maybe. We were doing this. Hello. Right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
So I've got an event this Sunday that just came up.
What are you doing?
At the Galleria. Brighton Collectibles, they actually called this week and offered for 2 hours of their store from 6 to 8 p.m. It's actually after store hours are closed. You can go on in, and anything you buy in their store, 20% of those sales will go towards the Play It Forward program.
So with that being closed, is there anybody to register? Do we just, is it a grab or?
Honor system.
It's kind of an after hours kind of party. Jeff Radford's going to come in and do some music. I think it's just really generous of them, Brighton Collectibles. You can check them out online. They've got jewelry, purses, novelty gifts, and they've been generous enough to offer Play It Forward some of the proceeds from that. Pretty cool.
When is this again?
That'll be this Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m.
And it's located where?
At the Galleria.
Okay. Beautiful.
Maybe you would like to take Susan and buy her something special.
Good. But if Suzanne finds out that I took Susan, well, then it's time to play giveaway a house, everybody. I'm sure you've shopped there, Kara. Very few stores that haven't seen you, I would imagine.
That is such a sexist comment.
Yes, it
really is.
Hello, welcome to the show.
I have no idea what my shopping...
We make it up.
So in the character that is my character on the show, I go shopping all the time.
Well, that's what we usually say on Friday, that you've left early so you could go shopping.
Oh, okay.
That's not what you said the last time I was here.
Which also proves a very interesting point, that you're not listening when you're not here.
I'm shopping. How can I listen and shop?
They have radios on in stores.
We've got an app. You can get it on your phone.
You can get it on your phone. So does that mean you haven't been there?
Brighton, if it's the same Brighton that I'm thinking of, my mom thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. They're cool. Is it the same Brighton?
I would assume it is. They have multiple stores.
It's a chain, right?
Yes.
All around. Yeah, they have great stuff. My mom loves that.
Yeah. Is your mom here in St. Louis?
No, she's not. So it's time to start shopping for Christmas.
So you've been there?
I have not been to this particular location.
Well, Sunday.
But I think I'm going to go on Sunday from 6 to 8.
Everything's free because there's no security.
Stop saying that. It's not free. It's just a more of a private event. But there's going to be a great musician there representing Play It Forward. 6 to 8. Anything you buy, 20% of that is going to go to the program, which is really fantastic.
Every time you say Jeff Radford, and you've mentioned him a couple of times, I think of Jeff Rainford, who's the mayor's assistant. That'd be great live music from Jeff Rainford. What? Who? No. Radford. My bad. All right. Any other Play It Forward stuff that we need to cover business-wise?
No, just going to lead into our next performer, Destination Z. And I must apologize publicly because yesterday on air I called them Destination X. But apparently, go for it. Okay, have your moment. Go for it. Are you done?
I just can't think of many weeks where you haven't come on and apologized.
That's, okay.
I'll have to do to Kara later about the whole shopping stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to give you a couple more minutes on it? Because, and even God bless the dad texts me this morning. He says, hey, I just want you to know. And I go, hey, you obviously don't listen to the Carney show because I miss my words all the time.
Yep.
So I do want to publicly apologize.
Operation Q. Love you guys. Love you guys. $10 says we played the wrong cut.
No, we are not going to play the wrong cut. These guys are great. I have never met this band, but they are stepping up, and they are going to perform at the Chesterfield Mall for Play It Forward August 2nd. And we're doing a huge instrument drive there. It's a three-week instrument drive. So if you have any instruments, saxophones, trumpets, clarinets, horns, anything, you can bring it to Chesterfield Mall, to Lacefield Music, or you can certainly bring it August 2nd. And there's two bands that day. It's also going to be the Motifs. And I did pronounce that wrong yesterday as well.
Motif?
I called it the Moffats.
But other than that, you nailed it. You nailed it. Thank God we didn't watch.
The Moffats. Beep, 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 beep. All right, so something from Destination Z, and this thing sounds fun at Chesterfield Mall. I'd sure like to go.
You're going to be there. You're emceeing the event.
Oh, that's right. I guess I am going to be there.
Oh, my Saturday. God. You're locked in on this, and you better be there. Yeah. So check this out. This is their version of Separate Ways from Journey.
Lifting up the Journey moratorium on this broadcast.
Is there a band?
For this occasion. Destination Z.
Yeah, no. She sounds a lot better than Steve Perry does now.
She
Remember?
Does. I wish it was a better
recently
quality.
Recently we heard him and it was like, ooh.
And how old are these kids?
They're young. They're in high school. They've been jamming together for a while and they've contributing their time to Play It Forward, and I'm very grateful to this young group of artists.
She's got a
fantastic
cool voice.
And I love the bands like this that are young kids that are playing songs that came out before they were born.
I love that. We always talk about that.
Kind of like what Pokey Lafarge is doing, too, doing 30s and 40s music.
Yeah, the ragtime stuff. Very
All right,
cool.
So August 2nd, Chesterfield Mall, it's a Saturday. That kicks off the instrument drive. So come out and see us and bring your stuff. Another band?
Yeah, this band name is called Shark Dad. You like that?
Shark Dad.
This came in from our friend Jason Robertson.
Okay.
Yeah. This week, Tuesday, July 29th, around 9 p.m., at Foam Coffee and Beer on Cherokee Street in South City. Three bands. Shark Dad is our local. Foomer is also a local artist. And Brilliant Beast is coming in from Minnesota. And Jason sent me a note and said, all these bands are very loud and you should bring earplugs.
He would know. He's made some loud music himself.
He's made some loud music. This track, Shark Dag, it's coming up for their upcoming CD, A Bigger Boat. And this track is called OK
Soda.
Did
you get that? Bigger Boat?
I did. Jaws shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam, a little slow. Not entirely. Thank you, Sam. Play it forward, STL.org. Baritone sax and two violas.
Please. And please, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out shopping in the Galleria area, on Sunday, please stop in Brighton Collectibles. You can check them out online, order some stuff, but it'd be a great support for the program. We appreciate it.
All right, Kara's favorite shop. Her mom. Sorry. All right, Shark Dip. Let's go out with that. Thursday Music Club coming up. It is a visit with Gilbert Godfrey. You remember? Okay, so.